007, The Mystery of True Friendship. There was a Brahmin who was very, very poor, hardly had a speck of flour in his house. Whatever he could earn, he did so by engaging in the profession of a Brahmin. One day his wife approached him and reminded him that in his youth he was a great friend of Krishna. That Brahmin replied to his wife, "Yes, it's true that our bond of friendship is very strong." So his wife said, "Why don't you go and meet Krishna? Take his darshan, and whatever he gives as charity will really help us in this time of our need." That Brahmin was hesitant. He said, "No, what will people think of me? Just being a friend of Krishna so I can get a favor." Then his wife said, "All right, don't beg for anything. Just go see Krishna, his sweet beauty. Simply by Krishna's darshan, all our miseries will be burnt to ashes. Just have his darshan." When Krishna saw his old dear friend, he was very ecstatic, and he ran to his childhood friend and embraced him. A wonderful exhibition of love and devotion. Queen Rukmini brought in water. Then Krishna washed that Brahmin's feet with his own hands and said, "I'm very fortunate. I was able to render seva." Then Krishna sat that Brahmin on his bed and they conversed about their childhood pastimes in the Gurukul. In the corner of his torn cloth, that Brahmin had a small packet of flat rice. Krishna knew that. And he said, "Oh, my dear friend, have you brought me a gift?" The Brahmin was hesitant about giving that. As Krishna gazed at his friend, his eyes filled with tears, and he suddenly snatched the small amount of flat rice and began eating a morsel at a time. Seeing that, Rukmini stopped him and said, "This is enough. Let us distribute your remnants." Understanding the needs of his friend, Krishna gave him unlimited wealth, which he discovered when he returned to his home. Upon returning to his village, he saw that his home was transformed into a beautiful building and palace. Greeting his wife, she was most happy and pleased with the great turn in their fortune. However, that Brahmin never became attached to all the newfound opulence, enjoyment that he had now received by the mercy of his friend Sri Krishna. He was always busy remembering and drinking the nectar of meditating on the sweet form of Krishna in his heart. He had no desire for material enjoyment. And although he was in such a wonderful position, still he continued living with the same lifestyle because his consciousness was pure. Who is this great Brahmin friend of Krishna? It is none other than Sudama Brahmin.